Cooper and Anthony Show.
So you always get on me about the fact that I don't shower as much as you'd like me to, or you think I should, or I don't wash my hair every day, because you're not supposed to wash your hair every day. You're not supposed to. I have a lot of hair. Mm-hmm. It dries it out. It's not a good idea. I'm just telling you, that's what every single hair expert has told me. That's what my hair people tell me. Kim Kardashian doesn't wash her hair every day.
Yeah.
That's why this dry shampoo. Anyway, you give me crap about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found yet another group of celebrities, four celebrities at this point, four. Mila Kunis.
Shut up, Meg.
Ashton Kutcher. Kristen Bell, who we love from The Good Place, right? And Frozen, she's an icon. And her husband, Dax Shepard, they don't shower every day and they do not use soap. And if they do shower, they shower without soap often.
All right, Dax Shepard, I can see never taking a shower. I can understand that. Ashton Kutcher, I don't think he's had a shower. And Mila Kunis is Russian.
Shut up, Meg, you don't matter.
They don't bathe much in Russia. And Kristen Bell, she's just jumping on the bandwagon because the other three are crazy.
Okay. These are people that have multi-millions of dollars. Ashton Kutcher was smart enough to invest in Uber and Airbnb and all that stuff before we even heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he is ahead of the game on a lot of stuff. And even he is saying, not so much with the shower and the soap. Just listen to what they have to say and you tell me what you think.
That you put on your face that are in the bed. And basically they're taking all those crazy products, lasering them off, and then you're just back to you.
Every time I come home from a treatment, he's always like, what did you do to your face?
Shut up, Meg.
You just waded perfectly into a pre-existing argument between Monica and I. We've been fighting for a month now. I told her to stop washing her body with soap. I said, tits, slits, and pits. That's that Armchair came up with that, not me.
And then I added soles and holes.
Soles and holes. Yeah. But you should not be getting rid of all the natural oil on your skin with a bar of soap every day. It's insane.
Told you. Mm.
Yeah, they have doctorates, all four of them.
You guys wash your whole body?
Water.
I don't wash my body with soap every day.
Shut up, Meg.
Is that Mila Kunis saying that?
That's Mila Kunis does not wash her body with soap every day. Wait, it gets
pits
worse.
And tits and holes and soles. I wash the slits. I wash my slits and my tits.
I wash my armpits and my crotch daily and nothing else ever.
Shut up, Greg.
And nothing else ever.
Look at him. Does he look like he's ever washed any other part of his body ever?
He doesn't. I will say he definitely does, but she does. She looks like she washes a lot, but clearly she doesn't.
She's rushed.
Exactly. Wait, and look at his skin. Let's talk about his skin.
Yeah, I got a bar, a Lever 2000.
There we go.
It just delivers every time.
I got my Dove
soap.
Nothing else.
I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower very much.
Shut up, Meg.
See, Mila Kunis didn't have hot water.
When I had children, poor. I also didn't wash them every day. Like, I wasn't the parent.
You have to wash kids every day.
Doesn't wash her children.
You have to. Kids are nasty. Kids are gross. They're nasty. They throw up on themselves. You have to wash your kid. I'm sorry.
She explains why she doesn't.
Parent that bathed my newborns ever.
Oh, God, Meg, that's sick. Get out of this house. I said no.
We only did because it was part of the nighttime routine. Mm-hmm. We could care less about their cleanliness. We just put them in there as like Pavlovian. But then as soon as we didn't need help, we haven't washed them since. It's been like 6 years.
That's how we feel about our children. We're like, poof.
Who let you back in the house?
If you can see the dirt on them, clean them.
That's Ashton Kutcher.
Otherwise,
if you can see the dirt on them, clean them.
I will say, when I work out, I have a tendency to throw some water on my face after a workout just to get all the salts and the whatever.
I wash twice a day.
Yeah, you gotta wash your face.
I don't know, guys. I don't know if you need to wash your face.
See, I'm just telling you, soap and water is not good for your skin a million times a day. It's not good every single day, especially if you're a dry skin person like me. You're not supposed to do it. And if these celebrities telling you not to wash every single day, don't do it. I don't know who else would.
This is three. Well, first off, I have to say,
shut up, Meg.
Second, it's two of the grossest people on. It's like taking advice from
Johnny Depp
about and Angelina Jolie about washing.
Right, that's true.
You're not high. These aren't doctors. These are actors.
All right, what celebrities look clean to you then? I don't think you think a lot of celebrities look clean. Who looks clean?
Jennifer Aniston, I guarantee she washes every day.
She does look very clean and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's clean and shiny. She probably, but she may not have dry skin. So maybe she can handle bathing several times a day or once a day or whatever her schedule allows.
Yeah, if I was married to Mila Kunis and she didn't wash every day, we wouldn't be together.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you would turn down Mila Kunis.
I would. That's gross. Please. I couldn't handle it. If she smelled bad, no, I couldn't do it. I can't do bad smell.
Why do you assume if somebody doesn't shower for a day, they
because
smell?
Because they smell.
If you smell after not showering for a day, there is something medically wrong with you. You need to see a doctor immediately.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, people don't smell after a day of not showering. That doesn't make any sense.
I have been on the subway.
Okay. What's that got to do with anything?
People
are stink. Homeless. Right.
People stink.
For all you know, those are people that shower every single morning, or they're like David Seeley. They shower twice a day and they still stink. It has to do with your body, your specific body. Some people smell all the time, no matter how often they shower. Other people don't.
You just hate water. That's the only thing.
I do. I'm like a cat.
You're like a witch. You don't get near water.
I'm like a mogwai.
And definitely no water after midnight. No way water after midnight.
Don't get her wet. Don't feed her after midnight.
Never get her wet. Or she turns into a really big bitch. You know, when she's not wet and fed, she's cute and fluffy and,
that's right.
And happy. But once you get her wet and feed her after midnight,
it's hell. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I think differently of Meg now.
Uh-huh.
And she might have moved to number two, and Jennifer Aniston has moved to number one just because of this.
But she's still number two. So if she showed up at your door and said, "I'm ditching Ashton Kutcher. I want some out of shape radio DJ.
I want somebody much better looking than the guy I'm married to," I would be like, "Okay, we have to have the smell test.
I want somebody who is not a model, doesn't have any money, an out of shape, out of work DJ. That's what I'm interested in." She knocked on your door.
It
you
could
would
happen.
Not say you would you okay, if it happened, you right. wouldn't suddenly give her the smell test. You'd be like, "Come right in, Mila."
But I'm
Kunis.
Telling you, if she smelled bad, I couldn't do it. I'm out. I'm gone.
But what, that's what I'm saying. She doesn't smell bad. That's what. Why do you assume if somebody misses a day of showering or chooses not to shower every day, they smell bad? They don't.
Okay. I'm just saying, if she smelled bad, if I caught a whiff of something not right, gone. I'm out.
Okay. But those are two separate things. She can shower every day and still smell bad, or she can shower twice a week and smell fine.
Okay. I don't care. If she can go 6 months in that shower, as long as she smells like roses, I'm good.
Fine.
Once I catch a whiff, done.
Okay.
I'm out.
You're so judgy.
I'm warning her now.
Okay.
I'm going on record saying you can be fine and be with me if you if you smell good.
I wonder if, because Ashton Kutcher also doesn't shower, I wonder if they get to the point where, like, they don't smell each other. They don't smell themselves anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to each other, they smell fine. But to the rest of us, we'd be like, we walk in their house and be like, "Whoa, who died here?"
It's New York. It's your nose blind to New York. I'm not. When I walk off the bus, I go, "Woo!" And you go, "It smells fine." No, you're just nose blind. So they're nose blind to each other.
I'm sure. And remember, they have a wine or something, so they're probably drunk all the time, too, so they smell nothing.
But you have to wash a kid. A kid crawls around on the ground. He throws up on himself. They poo on their face. They pee all over. You have to wash a kid. You have to do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, they don't.